It's Ariana Grande, who stuck to her word and did not show up at the Grammys last night.
I would have loved to hear her sing, though.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she's the biggest thing in music right now.
She definitely missed out by not having her, and she won her first Grammy last night.
Yeah.
So she wasn't there to receive it.
What if she's going to look back and be, like, regretful? Like, you know, when she's 70, look back at the very first Grammy, and I don't know.
Stuck to her ground.
Regret more not getting the dress.
If you didn't catch the Grammys last night, Gaga was there. Kind of turned Shallow into a bit of a
rock
concert.
Yeah, she definitely, her gestures and dancing and stuff was, you know, but it's Gaga. She was on fire. She's got such great voice.
My wife couldn't follow. She's like, she's such an amazing singer. All she had to do was just come out and sing the song, blow everybody away, but she was just so bizarre.
She's human,
on stage.
And she did it a little different, and whether everybody liked it or not, I love that she just goes with her gut and says, I'm going to try this.
She's Gaga, that's for sure.
I like to see great people mess up once in a while.
I was a little confused by it.
This was her stage, though. This is, I mean, because she's a singer, but I think when she does the Oscars and when she and Bradley Cooper sing it, I think that she is going to be a completely different person.
She's going to be in a gown. He's going to be in a tuxedo. There's going to be a piano with some can. That's what I wanted to see.
But
he's in London, so sorry.
It's all good.
He'll be at the Oscars, though.
One of the big buzz last night, Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Look at Adam's over there fist pumping. He loved it.
Yeah, you know, she's very polarizing. I learned that last night on Twitter, and I love her. I mean, I think she's talented as well, and she killed it. She was awesome.
Yeah,
with
they
him.
Did a good job. Adam's not a huge fan of Drake, but Adam was upset that Drake was actually given a really good speech last night at the Grammys, and then this happened.
Look, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won.
Preach.
But
next,
special Grammy performance.
Like, hold on. Yeah. That was a comma, not a period.
I so want to hear what he had to say after that.
Well, everybody wanted a hamburger, apparently.
I guess so. It's like, all right, I guess he's done. He's just like at a toast at a wedding. You're like, you don't know if they're done or not. And then you start talking and they're like, yeah. You still had more.
He had enough time.
The big buzz, the Dolly Parton tribute last night. Yeah. A lot of people talking about that. Maren Morris, Little Big Town, Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Kacey Musgrave, all along with Dolly Parton. Here you come again. Just when I begun to get myself together. Adam's head bobbing on
it.
To see them.
Some of the most powerful ladies right there on stage in music. And I do. I have chills.
I know. Who doesn't love Dolly, right?
Yeah. An amazing performance last night.
Did you know Miley Cyrus was Dolly Parton's goddaughter?
I found that out this morning.
I know.
I can't believe you guys didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Nope.
And did you see when they were singing together and the looks, the way they were looking at each other, and it was just, and their voices blended. That was absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, now I think they need to go on tour together.
So, oh my gosh.
Right?
Sell it out for sure.
Yeah.
Some of the best dressed Dua Lipa ended up winning the award last night for best new artist.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I like that pick.
She looked amazing, so talented. And then Cardi B up on the red carpet. We've got some exclusive backstage coverage at mix1051.com. And I was going through some of the red carpet photos.
Yes.
And like Cardi B, it was kind of cool, but it was kind of like she could be a princess from Little Mermaid because the dress looked like a shell.
Yeah,
there's a Cruella or somebody
there's
twist in there.
Something
though.
In there, but you have to go check it out. It's on our Facebook page and mix1051.com.
Did anybody see her walk?
Well, yeah, she's
I don't know if you can
in
walk
thing,
in that.
Yeah.
You can?
Well, also, the George Clinton mask. I think he had to have designed that thing because if someone handed it to him and said, hey, wear this for the Grammys, I think he'd tell them off.
And congratulations to our very own West Orange
high school teacher.
Yes.
Yes. Ends up wow.
Winning the Grammy. So, I mean, yeah. That's, yeah.
Yes. Dr. Jeffrey Redding. Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So cool. Yeah. West Orange, you guys got to be proud of your teacher going
absolutely.
And winning
that's
the
my
Grammy.
Side of town.
Yeah. Look at that. So,
just to get nominated for that is amazing. And he won it.
Right. And we had a couple local nominees in West Orange High School. Ends up winning the Grammy. So, congratulations to him.
West
and
side then, is the best side.
One other thing, BB Rexha. So remember we hearing last week in Dana's Dirt that she went, she performed at like a pre-Grammy type event. She stopped in the middle of singing Meant to Be,
yep.
yelled at everybody because they weren't singing the lyrics back.
Yes.
It's a number one song for 50 weeks and we're going to try this again and I'm going to start singing again and you're going to sing the words back this time.
She had a meltdown.
Well, last night, I guess, after Dua Lipa won for Best New Artist, which she was also up for, standing ovation, gave her a round of applause and everything. But apparently, right after that, she dipped. She's like, I'm out. I didn't win the award. So it's like, all right, is she the new diva? You know, is she the new Mariah?
Her dress was pretty, but other than that, yeah.
Oh, the dress. Oh, my gosh.
Well, she had said that she had done one of those dream boards, and she put on her dream board to win Best New Artist. So maybe her dreams were shattered.
Could be. I mean, who knows? Maybe she was so upset, but yeah, she's like, all right, I guess it's...